Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Florida wedding planner said she will not be bullied, and she has a history of being in a repressive regime. Unfortunately, she's also finding that to be true here in America with regards to her religious beliefs in same-sex marriage, but she is not backing down. We're going to talk about her on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this, Lena Rusev. And she left, Matt, the Ukraine 26-plus years ago to escape the religious persecution in that country at the time, and she's now being subjected to religious persecution as a wedding planner in Florida because of so-called same-sex marriage. But she said she will not back down and she will not be bullied.
Well, she is just the latest example, and the examples keep piling up of Christian, primarily Christian victims of the radical LGBT activist agenda. And this is a woman who has very politely and simply indicated to a lesbian couple, that pair that wanted her to plan their so-called wedding, that as a Christian, she could not do that. She even referred them on to someone else who could handle it. Simply Elegant Wedding Planning is the name of her company. And of course, like we see so often, and oftentimes they specifically target Christian wedding planners, bakers, and so forth, so that they can create this political issue and engage in such persecution. They have gone after her publicly. I believe they're suing her. They filed a complaint for discrimination and so forth. Again, trying to force a Christian once again to violate her conscience and to violate the clear dictates of Scripture that says that we are not to become complicit in sin, which homosexual conduct and so-called same-sex marriage is manifestly.
Well, she said that she started her company, Simply Elegant Wedding Planning, to help brides and grooms celebrate their big day. And she says this is not something that she can just sell over the counter. It's not just some inanimate object that has no attachment. You just sell it over the counter. This is her personal creativity, and she extends that, just like an artist or a painter would do, to the bride and groom to help them celebrate this momentous day. So when a lesbian couple approached her, the thought of being involved intimately at every stage of the wedding ceremony conflicted with her faith, and she said it was a non-starter. So she said no. She referred him to someone else. Now they're complaining, saying you must be involved and you must plan for this. Now here's a comment that she said. She said, because of my strong personal belief, I don't feel comfortable being involved and planning a wedding for same-sex couples. She says, with all due respect, I absolutely have nothing against these individuals. You have the right to live your lives as you please, but so do I. Planning a wedding for couples is very personal to me. It's not a product that I sell over the counter. It's a service that I provide with a passion. I am not afraid to stand for what I believe. I will continue to stand my ground and not be bullied. Our Facebook has been swarmed by discriminating comments and negative reviews. 26 years ago, she said, my family and I fled a country that persecuted Christians for their beliefs. It's really sad to see America becoming more and more like these countries that so many of us once fled. Very sad to see that. We should be welcoming and protecting our religious freedom, and she's fled from one country to another that's not respecting that religious freedom.
Yeah, and you know, nobody should be forced, and the law and the Constitution in the First Amendment protect people from being forced to violate their conscience. In every major world religion, thousands of years of history, the Bible clearly condemns as sin homosexual behavior. And our First Amendment rights not to be forced to endorse through our artistic skills and abilities, in this case, a wedding planner, taking care of every single minor detail, putting her heart and soul into her work. You cannot be forced to violate your conscience, to violate again the clear mandates of Scripture in order to accommodate people who define themselves based upon aberrant sexual behaviors. Yet that is where we are in America today. That's what so-called gay marriage has wrought here in this country so far, and it's not even across the nation entirely. You know, the Supreme Court hasn't even ruled it the so-called law of the land yet, which they have no authority to do. But if they do, Matt, how much worse is this going to get?
Well, I think we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. We saw this coming. You know, the problem is that it was in one state, and people were able to go on and think, well, that's Massachusetts. When it came there, Massachusetts had same-sex marriage come there by virtue of a 4-3 Supreme Court decision of that particular state, the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court. And Catholic Charities then was forced to stop doing adoptions. So we've seen that happen. I think it goes back to this poignant sign that's in Yad Vashem from Martin Niemöller. And Yad Vashem is the Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem. And it says, when they came for the Catholics, I didn't object because I wasn't a Catholic. When they came for the Gypsies, I didn't object. I wasn't a Gypsy. When they came for the Jews, I didn't object because I wasn't a Jew. And when they came for me, there was no one left to object. That, you know, we basically want to ignore this conflict because it doesn't directly immediately affect us. Well, it does, and it will immediately and directly affect you, because when this happens to a wedding planner in Florida, or a photographer in New Mexico, or a baker in Oregon, or Catholic Charities in Massachusetts, a farmer in New York, it happens to all of us, because it is a tidal wave that's coming. This is a clash against religious freedom, and we're going to see this. And the church and the community, our country, has two options. One, that you compromise your values and you become complicit. Not just tolerate, but actually participate and promote. As in this case, she's not going to go out and say any comments against someone, but she doesn't want to be involved in promoting it and using her own talents. And they say, no, you have to do that. So you're either going to compromise, or you're going to stand up and say, like she is, I will not be bullied. Well, this sounds like Martin Luther King Jr. I will not obey an unjust law. He's willing to pay the consequences for it, but his conscience cannot allow him to obey an unjust law. And I think this is the same with the conscience of most Americans.
Yeah, and she is to be commended, and she is a hero, an example for Christians across the nation to follow, to stand firm, not comply with unjust laws as this is, Matt. But you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I'm an equal opportunity First Amendment supporter. If a homosexual-owned bakery in San Francisco's Castro District caters to and says, we will only bake, you know, cakes, and we will only do wedding planning for so-called gay weddings. We are personally opposed, for whatever reason, to natural marriage between a man and a woman, and so we cater to only so-called gay marriages. Guess what? I'm the first one to get in line and say, you have every right to do that. Knock yourself out. We'll take our business down to someone who we know can put their heart and soul, and who supports in spirit and in their work what we are trying to accomplish here. So, you know, this applies both ways, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, I've seen signs, billboards in Florida, for example, from divorce attorneys that say divorces for men or divorces for women. They specialize, ironically, in one gendered kind of divorce, which seems awfully strange. However, they have a right to do that. Here, someone says, I'm a wedding planner, but I cannot, because of personal religious convictions, engage in and promote, put myself into the same-sex union because it's sin. They ought to have a right to do it. Call Liberty Counsel. We'll stand with anyone who is confronted with this bully tactics like she is. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org. Or call us today, 1-800-671-1776. I encourage you to ask for my book, Judicial Tyranny. We also have the book, Same-Sex Marriage, Putting Every Household at Risk. And one book that I really hope that you read is The Bible in America. It's a book that I just finished, and it's by Steve Green, president of Hobby Lobby. And Hobby Lobby took a very principled stand. Well, why were they so strong, willing to even lose their business? Because they were grounded in Christ, they were grounded in the Scriptures, and at that point, nothing else mattered. And I think that's where we need to ultimately be in this country, and these kinds of situations will drive us to that point. As for the Bible in America, call us 800-671-1776. And I encourage you to immerse yourself into God's holy word that changed countries, changed cultures, and was the foundation of America.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.